So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hi, and welcome to the podcast. My name's Dan Latta. Hope you're well. So in this podcast, I'm going to talk to you today about the digital marketing agency and specifically why we created one. So what happened was we were living in the UK. I went from like 15 grand to 100 grand in 4 years flat from the ages of 26 to 30. I then retired. I retired the first time, I should say. And then I went backpacking. Then I came back from backpacking, found half my portfolio empty, my property portfolio. And at that point, we created the letting agency. And then we built that up. And then we sold that about 10 years after that was initially built up. And then about 5 years ago, we moved to Spain. And one of the big differences that I noticed that was going on was there was a change in the way that people are doing business. Whereas before, it was all about like search engine optimization, getting to the top of Google. And that's what we focused on when building the business. You know, we owned the first page of Google for all the search terms you could think of to do with lettings in Leeds. In fact, even if you type nightclubs in Leeds, my lettings agency was number one, with the idea that someone living in London is coming to Leeds to study. They're going to check out the nightclubs. We come up number one. They look at the nightclubs on our website and the reviews, and then they stay and search. And we know for a fact that that helped us close some business. Very clever, I thought. Still do. And that's one of the things that separated us. We had literally 35,000 unique visitors a month coming to our website just because of the search engine optimization. Very, very powerful. And then we sold that business because it was connected emotionally to the kids being abducted and all this family stuff that we had going on at the time, 10 years ago now. And that's a podcast I should do about how it's taken 10 years to recover from that, basically. That might be the next podcast. But we moved to Spain about 5 years ago, and when we moved over, I noticed there was a transition in the way that people are doing business these days. Because, yeah, SEO, search engine optimization, that's got a place. But actually, it's digital marketing now. Like, it's social media. That's where you get noticed. And then the problem I had was that when I was living in the UK, the events I would go to, I would go speak on stage. And I'd speak on stage, and I'd get to speak to 20, 30, 40, 50, 100, maybe 1,000 people sometimes, right? And that was really cool. But obviously, when you move to Spain, what stage are you going to speak on? So we had a problem. And the problem was I could jump on a plane and go talk for 2 hours. That's a huge amount of money, huge amount of time. It's overnight stays, hotels. So we just stopped doing it, basically. And then I was like, what am I going to do to keep getting the message out? Keep closing property coaching clients, which is what we're doing at the time, and some business coaching clients. And then, you know, I saw people like Gary Vaynerchuk, they came to the forefront, and Grant Cardone, they came to the forefront as well. And they basically grew their business using social media. And I was like, we should be doing something like that as well. So we start creating videos, you start editing videos, you start editing podcasts, you start creating images. And before you know it, you are just, all you're doing all day long is creating images and videos and content. And it just takes up literally every working minute that you're awake, right? So we were like, there's got to be a better way of doing this. So at that point, I was, okay, let's recruit a team so I don't have to edit anymore. Let's recruit a team member so that I don't have to edit my podcasts anymore. Let's recruit a team member that can create images, good quality images. And we didn't get that right the very first time. We lost a client because of it, in fact. But then we got it right the very next time with a new team member, which worked very well. And those teams, by the way, have kept on expanding. We just recruited another one last week, which is really cool. And that team is getting bigger as we take on more clients. And then we recruited someone to schedule all the stuff. And then we recruited some other people to do some other stuff underneath the bonnet, if you like, which we can't go into. But they were the kind of a gel to bring it all together. So we did that. We fired it off and it needed some management to look after it, but it started to work really, really well. And then people starting to notice that we're pushing out a lot of content, a lot of videos, a lot of podcasts, and then we'd edit down the videos so we get like 1 minute snippets and we put those out. And people starting to notice that this is what we were doing. And people were like, how, you're everywhere. How are you doing this? And I'm like, well, do you want us to do it for you? And they were like, yeah. So we did. And we started off a very low price point just to see if it worked. And lo and behold, it did. And we still got those clients, except for one that we lost, of course. We've only actually ever lost one client because the quality of the images wasn't very good at the time. And also I was directly managing it, which is never a good thing, and not in my skill set. That's why we now employ people to manage, people who are actually good at it. So when we look at why did we create a digital marketing agency, it really came from there. It really kind of came from an accident, which is probably the best way of starting a business, I always think. Because it's like, oh, this stuff actually works. Heck, maybe we can get paid for it. Oh, we do. Great. Let's build that even bigger. Let's take on more clients. What other skill sets can we add to our mix? So we've just added Facebook ads and Facebook retargeting. So we've now got that in-house. And we've got extra video editors to create some really funky videos for us now, which is really cool. So literally, this is where the digital marketing agency started from. It started from me having a need to fill a gap because I couldn't fly over to England just to stand on stage. And now, you know, even if I still lived in England, I wouldn't be driving an hour to Manchester to go stand on a stage and speak for an hour and then an hour back. Because in those 3 hours, I can create 7 or 8 podcasts and schedule them, you know, for the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and have 3 weeks worth of content. So it just didn't make sense, and still doesn't make sense. What actually makes sense more now is for me to continue to create more and more content. Now, we're in the middle of school holidays. Creating content's very difficult. My wife and the little one gone to a pool party, and I'm like, no, I'm going to hold back. Got some work I want to get done. Some content I want to create, such as this. And so I'm busy today creating the content. So that's exactly how it should be. You need to allocate the time in order to do that. So that's exactly what we're doing right now, and that's exactly where the need for this digital marketing agency came from. So that's where it started from. And in terms of where we're going, like, we just picked up another big client last week, and that client, it's a full function marketing agency right now. The price point is £1,000. Like, imagine recruiting someone for £1,000 and you get all your images done and all your videos done and all the editing done and all the podcasts done and some of the web pages created and some of the content written and it all scheduled out. Like, for £1,000, imagine employing somebody to do that. You just can't do that. Whereas we can, because we have the resources that enable us to do that. And we've got the management to manage the resources as well. And most people can't do that. So one of the things that we really pride ourselves on is the speed at which we create content. So like when someone first signs up, like there's no content on day one. Do you know what I mean? Like you sign up on Monday, there's no content on Tuesday. And generally we say it takes 10 to 14 days, which is not a huge amount of time. And that's because we want to go out and we start creating images, we start creating videos, we want to make sure we've got your branding right and your colours are right and all this extra stuff, that the messaging is on point. And so there's a bit of to and froing, back and forth, until we get it right. And then once we get it right, then we schedule it, and we schedule the whole month's worth, right? So you might wait 10 to 14 days and then it's like we turn the tap on and there's a flood of content going out to your social media. So you don't have to do anything for the next 30 days. Usually you'll get on a call with one of our content coordinators and speak to them about what you've got coming up. Well, it's Valentine's Day, let's say, and I want to do a Valentine's offer. Great. When's, you know, Valentine's is 2 months away. Great. We've got plenty of time to schedule that. What next? Well, we've got summer holidays coming up. Okay. Can we do anything for that? Have we got a bank holiday coming up? When's Christmas this year? 25th again, is it? Oh, okay. Let's create something for that. We like to do it all in advance. But it usually takes 10 to 14 days. But once we start working with a client, we immediately get to work on creating content. We don't spend 6 weeks looking at strategies just to make a single piece of content. We're out there and we're pumping out a lot of content. And then the next angle here is that we create a lot of content, right? So the volume is up and we create a lot of content, from videos to images to written text, because we want to start seeing early on what's actually working in your business. We don't want to wait 6 months in to then work out what's actually working in your business and the type of content that your clients like, or that your audience is responding well to. And then the other thing that we're finding, increasingly so, is our sales results for our clients is increasing. Like when we talk about, like one of our clients has a best-selling Amazon book, and every single month, apart from last month, I think it was, has had an increase on sales of that book, right? They're continually in the Amazon number one bestseller list, which is awesome. And then we've got another client, one of our bigger clients, and they were looking at, because at the end of the month, you get a report on what's going on, what's happened and which posts were doing well or which ones have done the best, and what's your Google Analytics looking like, what's your traffic looking like, how's that increased compared with last month, and that kind of thing. So we run those reports because it's important for you to see what's actually going on. What happened is a really important question you should be asking yourself. You know, when you get to the end of this month, you need to be looking back at this month and go, what the hell happened this month? What worked? What didn't work? What can we improve on? Which is exactly what we did. So with that in mind, their Google Analytics is going skyward, and it's because all the content that we're putting onto their social media driving traffic back. Now, as it happens, we're just starting running their Facebook ads for them as well. So obviously their website traffic is going to increase anyway, but specifically to a special offer that we've created for them, and that's going to close a lot of business as well. And so the revenues are starting to go up. And this is the whole point of doing it, is to increase your revenues. But you can only increase your revenues when people actually know you exist. And you can only do that by starting to create content. So that's just exactly what you need to be doing. Creating as much content as you can. Create raw video. Send it over to us. We'll edit it. We'll put it out. We'll schedule it. We'll make it into a 1-minute clip so it fits on Instagram. We'll make the image sizes right for Instagram, etc. And so that's exactly what you need to do. So that's really why we started off this business. And where's this business going to end up? Who knows, quite frankly. But I think in the next 5 to 10 years, this business has got real legs to carry on helping people who've got businesses. They know they need to close more business, but they haven't got a clue how. They know they should be posting more, but they don't know how. Or they haven't got the time, or they haven't got the skills. Or in my case, they haven't got the patience. Patience is definitely something I'm always short of. I went to the patience shop. They'd run out. I couldn't buy any more patience. That's a problem for me. But this is exactly primed for those businesses who are ready to make a transition, who are starting to generate cash, and now they need to create the content to keep in front of the people that they want to be keeping in front of, so that they can go and close a lot more business and generate more cash. And that's exactly why we created it. So in this podcast, I just wanted to share with you why we created the digital marketing agency. You know, where did it come from? Where's it going? And who's the sort of people that it helps? Because I think this is useful for people to have like a kind of a behind the scenes look at, why do you start that business, Dan? Why are you doing that? And by the way, let me just finish on this. In terms of income, because you know my belief system is you generate a business, it generates cash flow. You put the cash flow into cash flow generating assets, right? It's like a snake eating its own tail. So like the property I bought 20 years ago, my very first property, makes, I don't know, £800 a month. That £800 a month, times it by 12, is 9,600. Times it by 3, there's another property. So the return on investment on that property isn't 10% or 12% or 15%, whatever. It's infinite. Because now the return on investment is giving me a return on investment, if that makes sense. And so when we talk about this business, if you're going to start up in business, you want a subscription-based business. People come to me and go, I've got a video, will you edit it? Nope. But you're a video editing company. We're a subscription digital marketing agency. You pay a monthly fee, because then we know, one, how much money we've got to play with each month, so that when we need to go out and get a new resource, like a server or a person, maybe we might need someone to write copy, or someone, another image creator, or another video creator, or someone just to focus on search engine optimization. Let's include that as an extra option for free for our clients. Why not? You know, so we can do that. But the only reason we can do that is because we've only lost one client right at the start. We've been going 12 months now, July 2019. But now we can cash flow forecast, which is awesome. We know how much money we're likely to bring in next month, and we can plan the business accordingly. So if you're going to start up in business, like making big lump sums in, you know, 10 grand, that's really nice and it's good for the ego. But honestly, £1,000 a month is much better for you. £1,000 a month for the next 12 months. Now you can work out what you're doing in 6 months' time, because you've got 10 clients. So that's, you know, £10,000 a month rather than one client every so often. You should be looking at a residual income, a subscription model. That is really the way forward. And I'll tell you, people like we use Adobe, Photoshop and Premiere Pro and all of those expensive pieces of software. They've moved to a subscription model. You know, for £50 a month, you get everything that Adobe does.
yeah, it costs you £600 a year, but everyone can afford 50 quid a month. There's no excuse. Someone on benefits right now, just don't eat takeaways, drink beer and stop smoking. You can afford 50 quid a month. And you don't even need to use those tools anyway if you want to start up. You can start up on anything. But stop bringing in bits of business that just allow you to eat this week and then wonder where the money's coming from next week and next month and next year. Build a subscription model. Then we can build the business up and then we can reinvest that money back into the business, which provides better services for clients. And that's exactly what you need to do as well. So look, I hope that's useful for you. Some real good nuggets from a business point of view in there. And for those people who got to the end, congratulations, because I'm not sure how many people actually get to the end of a podcast. But if you do get to the end of a podcast, come and say hello, I got to the end of your podcast on Facebook. That would be awesome. All right, my name's Dan Latta, and we'll speak to you on the next one. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.